Chapter 34 Contingency Plan. Though the venerable space plane, still called Air Force One, was older than most of the men and women sitting around the conference table in its historic lounge, it had been maintained with loving care and was still perfectly operational. However, it was seldom used, and this was the first time that all the members of the World Council had ever been on it at the same time. The technocrats, who were the human brains of the planet, normally conducted their business over teleconferencing circuits, but this was not normal business, and they had never faced such an awesome responsibility before. "You've all had the summary of my technical staff's report," said the Director General Energy. "It was not easy to find the engineering drawings. Most of them had been deliberately destroyed. However, the general principles are well known, and the Imperial War Museum in London, I'd never heard of it, has a complete 20-megaton model, defused, of course. No problem to scale it up if we can produce the materials in time. Inventory? The tritium's easy, but Pluton weapons-grade U-235, no one's needed any since we stopped using nuclear explosives for mining. What about the idea of digging up some of those buried dumps and reactors? We've looked into it, but it would be too much trouble to sort out those witches' brews. But you can do it. I simply don't know in the time available. We'll do our best. Well, we'll have to assume it's good enough. That leaves the delivery system. Transport?
Quite straightforward. The smallest cargo freighter will do the job. On automatic, of course. Though the alternative might have appealed to some of my kamikaze ancestors.
Then we really have only one decision to make. Is it worth trying, or would it only make matters worse? If we can hit Kali within 1,000 megatons, we may split it into 2 fragments. If our timing's right, the asteroid's spin will cause them to separate so that both miss Earth, passing on either side of us. Or only half may impact, which could still save millions of lives. On the other hand, we may turn Kali into a mass of shrapnel, still moving on the same orbit. Much of it will burn up in the atmosphere, but a lot won't. Which is better? A single mega-catastrophe in one place, or hundreds of smaller ones as fragments come in all across the hemisphere? Whichever hemisphere it is.
8 men sat in silence, pondering the fate of the Earth. Then one asked, "How much time before we must decide?"
"We will know within another 50 days if Goliath has managed to deflect Kali, but we can't sit on our hands until then. It would be much too late to do anything if Operation Deliverance fails. I propose that we launch the missile as quickly as possible. We can always abort the mission if it proves unnecessary. Can we have a vote?"
Slowly, all hands but one were raised.
"Yes, Legal, do you have reservations?"
"I'd like to clarify a few points. First of all, there would have to be a world referendum. The subject comes under the Rights of Man Amendment. Luckily, there's plenty of time for this. My second point may seem unimportant compared with the survival of most of the human race. But if we have to blow up Kali, will Goliath be able to get far enough away in time?"
"Certainly, they'll have plenty of warning. Of course, we can't guarantee absolute safety. Even 1,000,000 kilometers away, there might be an unlucky hit. But the danger will be negligible if the ship leaves in the direction from which the missile's coming. All the debris will go the other way."
"That's reassuring. You have my vote. I still hope the entire scheme's unnecessary. But we'd be derelict in our duty if we failed to take out an insurance policy on planet Earth."